Student sections across Michigan battle to be the state's best, and refs working on an island. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. After a one-year hiatus, Battle of the Fans is back and into the challenge round. Nine schools from a record-tying 27 applications advanced to the challenge round, and three will move on to the finals. This is the 10th edition of Battle of the Fans, which showcases cheering sections from around the state and promotes good sportsmanship. The nine schools to advance are Howell, Midland Dow, Traverse City West, Imlay City, Spring Lake, Yale, Buchanan, North Muskegon, and Petersburg Summerfield. Buchanan is a three-time champ, winning in 2013, 2018, and 2020. North Muskegon won in 2019, and TC West won in 2016. The other six schools will be looking for their first Battle of the Fans championship. The challenge round consists of up to 20 challenges that schools submit via TikTok. The MHSAA Student Advisory Council votes to determine who moves on, and those finalists will be announced on January 24th. For more, check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Jonesville's Kylie Ward. Kylie hit a free throw with 1.3 seconds on the clock, giving Jonesville a 47-46 win over Onsted. The victory keeps Jonesville undefeated this year at 7-0. Onsted falls to 5-2. The free throw was one of 9 points in the game for Ward. The Grand Ledge gymnastics team, which took first in the annual flip-flop invite at Rockford. The Comets bested Jackson Area Gymnastics and Rockford, who finished 1-2 in the state finals last year. And to the Petoskey Boys Ski Team and Traverse City Central Girls Ski Team, who each took home top honors at the Harbor Petoskey Ski Invite at Boyne Highlands. Petoskey is the defending D2 boys champ, Traverse City Central the defending D1 girls champ.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Let's try a you make the call play today. The offensive player jumps in an effort to take a shot or make a pass. The defensive player reaches out and is able to place their hands on the ball to keep the offensive player from releasing it. And the offensive player returns to the floor with the ball. You make the call. There was no contact, so there is no foul. Is it a traveling violation, or is it a hell ball with the ball going to the team with the possession arrow in its favor? Some old-timers out there might remember that until about 1990, a traveling violation would have been called on this play. But the rules now call for a hell ball in this situation, with the possession arrow, which has just been introduced 5 years earlier in 1985, prevailing.
Thanks, Sam. If you want to be a referee, just go to the MHSAA website now to register. And while we're on the subject of officials, be sure to check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com for a great story on what goes into officiating on both Mackinac and Beaver Islands. Longtime official Dave Reeb has been organizing officials for sports on both islands for years, using boats, snowmobiles, planes, you name it, to get back and forth from the mainland. And most trips require an overnight stay, as basketball and volleyball teams will usually play doubleheaders, with one game or match at night, and then a second the following morning. Reeb is a former athletic director for Inland Lake Schools and has been an MHSAA registered official for 30 years. We say it a lot, but if you are interested in becoming an official, please go to MHSAA.com and register. The presence of an official is the number one difference between being a pickup game and an organized high school activity. An official can help teach the importance of following rules, impartiality, and fairness. And there are some great benefits to becoming an official, like staying in shape, staying involved in the sports you played as a kid, networking, and of course you earn money while doing all of that. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.